Coming through. Our Father, Almighty God, is very creative and never needs to do the same thing twice, but he sometimes chooses to repeat a miracle. You have probably heard how he parted the Red Sea so that Moses could lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Are you also aware that he parted the Jordan River, not just once, but three times? The first time was with Joshua at the front, leading the Israelites into the long-awaited promised land. Do you recall the story of Elijah, Eliyahu in Hebrew, and Elisha? In chapter 2 of 2 Kings, Adonai was preparing to take Eliyahu to heaven, alive. Elisha had sworn he would not leave his master's side. As they walked on, Elisha was approached by two separate groups of guild prophets who asked him, "Do you know that Adonai is taking your master away from you today?" "Yes, I know," he answered. "Say no more." Eliyahu had asked Elisha to stay behind because Father was calling him to the Jordan River. Elisha refused profusely. "As Adonai lives and as you live, I will not leave you." When they arrived at the river, Eliyahu took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it, and the water divided itself to the left and to the right, so that they crossed over on dry ground. After crossing, Elijah asked Elisha what he could do for him before being taken by God. Elisha answered, "Please let a double share of your spirit be on me." That was a pretty bold request. But if you read the story, you will see that Father honored Elisha's plea and was probably very pleased that Elisha would request such a thing. As Elijah was taken into heaven, his cloak fell to the ground. Elisha picked it up and, imitating his master, struck the water and said, "Where is Adonai, the God of Eliyahu?" The water divided, and Elisha crossed back over across dry ground, knowing his request had been granted. Where are you standing right now? Are you at the water's edge with a desire to get to the other side? Do you feel helpless or hopeless? Have you asked Father to show you a way to cross safely? History shows us that he's willing to move any blockade that is hindering his work in us. He tells us that the way home is narrow and many will never find it. Are you blindly believing and following the masses? Do you know where they are leading you? Do you believe they are following Father? He loves to create narrow paths of protection that run by still waters and through raging floods. Be alert as you travel this unstable world. Not everyone has your best interest at heart. Remain connected to the Spirit within you. He knows the way home and takes great joy in leading you.